This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We began a 4S, or four-step study of stewardship, based on 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9 in our last visit. Let's continue to spread out what we find in these chapters. Paul appeals to the Corinthians to follow through on their promise to give toward the need of Christians in Palestine. The last half of chapter 8 is devoted to explaining how Paul will responsibly handle the gifts collected for this cause. Stewardship involves more than getting people to give. We must wisely manage and use what has been given. In chapter 9, Paul puts pressure on the Corinthians to fulfill their promise because he shared with others what they promised and didn't want him or them to be embarrassed. He then makes it clear that there is good reason for them to follow through on their generous promise. In verse 6, he reminds them, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." Then, to make sure they don't give because they've been pressured, he says, "Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Again, he reminds them that you can't outgive God. To conclude, he declares that when gifts are shared with those in need, not only will their needs be met, but they will thank and praise God. In addition, those who receive God's provision will pray for God's blessing on those who gave. In our next visit, we will sort this information and structure it into an outline, then summarize it into some applications. These are simple steps in a Bible study that you can learn and apply as you continue listening to this program.